got when I arrived is not sufficient. I miss Big Fatty time. I know.
He's such a sweetheart. And whenever, I'm that introverted self. So every now and then, like when I was up in the hospitality suite, every so often I'll just kind of draw back off by myself and just observe and enjoy watching people just interact and having fun. And every time I would do that,
Big Fatty is the consummate host.
Zipping over there, like, are you all right? Do we need to get you talking with someone? And he just wanted to make sure I wasn't being shy. You know what I mean?
He's so wonderful. He doesn't like anyone to feel left out. He's so inclusive and warm and loving and just wonderful.
It's super precious.
It is.
And I really felt it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I miss Big Fatty time.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1997 of the BFO for the right, the 18th of September, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we got some voice letters, and we're going to head over to Spotting Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, shoppers. Big Fatty, are we going shopping? We are. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you are shoppers today, because Big Ricky, he sent me some tips on shopping at the Kohl's, and we're going to share those with you in just a little bit. But before we do anything else, we're going to head back over there to Spot and Big Fatty. Big Fatty, there's been all kinds of the submissions over there. We better hurry. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, that Ed Chan had spotted Big Fatty as a big old fountain. Yes, Big Fatty, you had your mouth open, you is vulgar. And Mark and Ed and Curtis from over there at the little show. It says Big Fatty hanging out with our favorite German beer wench, Curtis. Meh. Big Fatty, that's not you. Big Fatty, it is you. You're
y'all, Big Fatty is hanging down at, like, Curtis's testicles.
Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. I think Spot and Fatty missed that one. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. And then that Peter G spotted Big Fatty invading Scotland. Yes, Big Fatty, that one's been a while. And y'all, then Big Fatty just hanging with his buddies, y'all. We're all wearing our jeans and tool belts, and we got our shirts off. Big Fatty, you've got such nice abs, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin and talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Joe Zubia in Austin, Texas. How are you doing? Long-time listener. First time ever calling the BFO. The train wreck because I'm a little drunk tonight. I have a question for Ask Big Fatty, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Joe Zubia out there in Austin, Texas, who's a little drunk. Joe, what you got?
And I honestly don't know how this whole thing works. So does it actually just happen? Do you cut middle piece out? Anyway, so Fatty, I have a question. Ooh, there's a hot man running down my street. Sorry. Very distracted. So I have a question for Big Fatty. The horror club. Is the horror club gonna die out soon? No, that's bad. Let me try this again. Hold on.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on cute little Josie? I didn't hang up on Josie. Okay. Okay. Josie, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, did he call back? Well, Oh, hello.
Hey, Big Fatty. Disregard my last message, but I have a question for Ask Big Fatty, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
Big Fatty and Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question is still from that Joe Zubia out there in the Tejas. Joe, gather your thoughts and present your question.
So my question is regarding the horror group. So I recognize that the horror is a leather group, and I recognize that the horror groups in general all across the country are comprised a lot of mature men, and I apologize for my thought process. I'm a little tipsy tonight, but I'm kind of curious, is the reason the horror group is comprised of older gentlemen because it takes people a while to get comfortable enough to join such a group? For instance, people in their 20s won't join it, but once in their 30s, they feel like, okay, I can do this. Or is it just kind of a dying breed? Like, in other words, people back in the 80s and, you know, 90s are into it, but now it's kind of not necessarily a thing. So yeah, give me your thoughts. Thanks. Bye. Oh, and this is Joe Zubia from Austin, Texas. First time caller, long time listener. Bye, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, guys, see, y'all, that is Cutie Patootie Joe Zubia from out there in the Austin Tejas. And Joe, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And excellent question. Excellent question. And I think that there's not one right or wrong answer. I think my personal experience is younger people don't get involved because, you know, you have to reach a point in your life where you just kind of grab your balls and say, you know what, I think I like this and I'm okay with that and I don't care what anybody else thinks. And Joe, even though the music's over, I've said many times, leather is in your mind. It is a mindset. It is not. The fact that you wear leather clothing, or you participate in kinky activities. There are many things that, you know, there are many. Leather people who don't have the right mindset, so it's drag, quite frankly. But I've always said that it's all in your mind. A true leather man could be wearing a pink tutu, and you would know he was a leather man. And it's not about what you're into or what you're not into. You know, there's a wide spectrum of basics to over the top in any community, and this being one of them. And making the community kind of disappear. Some is the closing of bars. The leather community was very strong in bars, and they're just having troubles things like that. But you don't have to go to a bar to be a leather man by any means, or to be interested in that. Just find someone you feel comfortable with, and grab your balls and say, you know what, I'd like to try that. I may not like it, but I'd like to try it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Gary in Albuquerque, and I just listened to your show today. First off, let me say that this year's Pride 48 was the best that I've attended, and I've attended all five of them in Las Vegas. And of course, the main reason for that was because Eddie Vedder Charles was there.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Joy Bukaki, thank you for calling in today and talking about when I asked you about who that was. And Big Fatty, thank you for playing that. I didn't hear it either. But of course, my hearing is bad, so that was why I was asking Joy who that was. So that, and I did, so whatever he said, I did. That was the most joyous moment that I had, if I've ever had at Pride 48. And then the other thing that y'all have talked about since I've been back is that I got more dick than you did. That's a misstatement big time. I barely had one this go around, and before that, I've been 100% none. So anyway, I just wanted to correct that. I'm still, I'm going to miss Pride 48 next year because we're not having it, but hopefully that we can do it again, and I sure want to see Hennepin Charles and all of y'all again. So anyway, thank you for your shows. I'm enjoying them, and I sure did enjoy y'all mentioning me today, and that brought, I was laughing really hard when Joy talked about that because that really happened, okay? Anyway, thank you for calling, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Gary in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, did he move? I guess so. But and y'all, Gary is the number two fan of the BFO for 2015. And Gary, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice somewhere other than on that show. And Gary, it was indeed quite an experience out there at Pride 48, and I'm glad that some good memories have come back, and I'm sorry to hear that that Vera was the best part of Big Fatty. You're gonna get in trouble.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Miss Pool McNeil.
Hi.
Hey, Squeaky Kitty. Hey, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. It's me, Ed Chan, the dirty boy from the future. Oh, I mean, Singapore. I mean, Mexico.
Yeah.
Anyway, just want to call to thank you, Big Fatty, for spotting Big Fatty submission. And also, my birthday is on the 18th, not the 21st.
Oh.
Although, I guess it can be a bit confusing, considering I'm calling from the future, and you're listening to this in the past.
Yes.
And then by the time I hear this in your show, it's going to be in the future of the past.
Yes.
Or is it the past of the future?
It's the past of the future, yes.
Carry the two.
I know.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
Time travel is hard.
Yes.
Anyway, take care and hope you guys are going to be safe for the Big Fatty 2K. All right? Take care now. I'll call back again. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Ed Chan. Y'all, you can hear Ed Chan. You can't hear Ed Chan. You can see why Ed Chan's such a dirty boy. most Saturday nights over there on that Stick It With A Poke, y'all, he posts some vulgar pone in the chat room. So, y'all, get over there to the chat room on 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, the only time zone that matters, on Saturday night. Yes, Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, I think he clarified something for you. I think he did. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today for right day, the 18th, Big Fatty, that is going to be yesterday for Ed Chan. Well, that's true. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard about the first one right there. Is that Ed Chan in the Singapore, Mexico? And yes, Big Fatty, he's a dirty boy. He is. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all,
Sally. She's the polar opposite of Dirty Boy Ed Chen. Y'all, it's Nicole B. Fanny. You can say that again. Y'all, the polar opposite of Dirty Boy. Yes, Big Fanny, we got it. Y'all, it's Nicole from the Greetings from Nowhere. We saw Nicole out there at the Pride 48 this year. Yes, Big Fanny. So, y'all, if you see Nicole or Ed Chan on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, just wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, Big Fatty, I hope that they are far enough apart that Dirty Boy Ed Chan washes his hands before he serves Nicole a big old piece of cake. I said, y'all, you know that Big Ricky from the Stinky Orangutan sent me 10 secrets for shopping at the Kohl's, and I'm just going to go over them here real quick, because I know some of you be shopping this weekend. Says to shop on the 2nd and the 4th Saturday of the month. It's when they have their biggest markdowns on Friday night during the night owls and Saturdays during the early birds. Big Fatty, we've been there. And it also says here that you can spend $48 you'll get $10 in Kohl's cash rather than the $50 that they advertise. Big Fatty, that's $2. Fuck $2. If you shop online, you can stack multiple discount codes. Now, y'all, you can stack up to 4 different discount codes when you shop online using your computer. Now, your cellular telephonic device, it doesn't work quite that well. If you have a Kohl's charge card, you can get an extra 25% off sometimes during the store. And y'all, that's when you get the good coupons too. The price adjustments and a hassle-free policy. If you buy any non-clearance item at Kohl's and find out it went on sale a few days later, price adjustments are available for 2 weeks after the date the item was purchased. Big Fatty, I didn't know that. Decode the LCD price signs. Y'all, evidently those little signs they have around the store, it says look for a square in the upper right-hand corner of an LCD price tag. If you see a square, it indicates the item has reached the lowest price of the season and won't drop any further until it goes on clearance. Also, look for other codes. A GV indicates it's a limited time price drop, and an S means 1 to 2 week sale. And y'all, they say sign up for the free Yes to You rewards program, and you get free shipping at the kiosk in the store. Yes, Big Fatty, you knew that. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's, I'm trying to think what Big Fatty's doing this week. Y'all, I don't really know what I'm doing this weekend. All right. Big Fatty, what do you got caught in your teeth? I don't know, but at least I still got my teeth. Yes, Big Fatty. I guess Granny and Derwood and I will be going out to the Connections on Saturday night, and I'm sure Granny will get all shit-faced, as is the case. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves to get shit-faced. Y'all, speaking of getting shit-faced, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere. Christina, what do you say?
I miss Big Fatty time.
Oh, Big Fatty, she's been overserved once again.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.